This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just days away from the biggest event on the Illinois hunting calendar. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. And as we mentioned, the Firearm Deer Hunt is coming up very quickly, just a couple days away, opens on Friday. And hunters are hoping this year's Firearm Deer Hunt proves better than last year. Illinois hunters began the 2016 firearm deer season with relatively mild temperatures and moderate breezes. However, Friday was considerably different than Saturday, which found hunters dealing with powerful winds and exceptionally cold conditions. The final day of the 2016 three-day first segment hunt brought up nearly moderating temperatures and somewhat diminished winds. Now, weather conditions were much improved during the second segment of the hunt. This portion of the 2016 hunt began on December 1st and continued through December 4th. Nearly ideal conditions could be found throughout the four-day segment. Now, according to Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologists, hunters in Illinois harvested an unofficial three-day preliminary total of 54,452 deer during the opening weekend of the 2016 deer season. Unlike some years, wildlife experts feel the timing of this year's hunt fell directly during the rutting efforts of the deer. However, other issues came into play. Though large numbers of hunters took to the field for the season opener, the unfavorable conditions on the last year's day two likely impacted hunters more than the deer. Still, the preliminary total for the first 3 days of the 2016 firearm deer season was down slightly from the previous year. However, there is more to this story, particularly since we are basing the harvest on previous season's totals. Now, interestingly, the harvest total for the first 3 days of the 2014 firearm deer season was down nearly 10% from the previous year. Making matters even worse, the 2013 first season total was down more than 20% from the opening weekend harvest of in 2012. The 2016 statewide season harvest totaled 24,977. This brought the total unofficial 2016 harvest to 79,429 for the entire seven-day season. According to the biologists, most of the Illinois counties have either reached their population goal or are close to achieving it, and in those counties, the DNR is at a point where they're changing over from a reduction phase to maintaining populations near the harvest goals. Weather is critical, as was evident last year, particularly during the opening three-day weekend. This is most notable last year with the reduced overall harvest. Traditionally, the largest number of deer are taken during the first segment of the shotgun deer season. Fewer hunters generally participate in the December segment. And according to the experts, good weather, cool like we've seen the past few days, will likely lead to superb hunting success. However, rain and extreme winds could have an adverse effect on the hunt. Now, as in the past, Illinois firearm deer hunters will have a split season. The first segment of the annual hunt is November 17th through the 19th. Hunters return to the woods for the second segment after the Thanksgiving holiday, which is November 30th through December 3rd. Bag limits are one deer per permit, and many hunters have exercised their option to purchase one or more additional permits. Recent harvest reports from the archery deer season and a good indicator of hunting prospects show that our hunters are enjoying only limited success. As of a week ago, the archery deer harvest was well ahead of the previous year totals. If weather conditions are favorable, experts feel the firearm deer harvest should be comparable or slightly better than the 2016 hunt. And records show the total harvest for all seasons has experienced a decline for most of the past 7 years. The firearm deer season harvest record of 123,792 deer was set in 2005. Except for the weather, everything now looks promising for the upcoming hunt. Conditions in Pike County, Illinois' top deer-producing county, also appear to be good. Local farmers report that a large portion of the crops are now cleared from the fields. In addition, the prospects look excellent throughout west-central Illinois. Here, most farmers are very near retiring their combines for the season. And the same story goes throughout the southern half of the state, where the corn harvest is all but complete. However, biologists say some crops may remain standing in isolated areas of the state, so be advised. And once again this year, local hunters will be required to check in their deer by telephone or through a lap internet Wildlife biologists are not expecting any big surprises, and at this point, it all depends on the weather. If favorable weather conditions exist for the first 3 days of the seasons, Illinois hunters are almost certain to see another excellent deer harvest. So there it is, the deer season coming up this Friday. Last week, we talked a little bit about the fall firearm turkey hunt results, and we do have those results now in front of us, and it was indeed a disappointing harvest for fall turkey hunters. In fact, the 9-day Illinois fall firearm turkey season wrapped up with hunters seeing a decrease in harvest. This fall brought nearly a 10% decrease in harvest for Illinois fall firearm turkey hunters. And many hunters are now claiming the reduced results from the annual fall firearm hunt may be a harbinger of things ahead for spring hunters. During the 9-day fall firearm season, which wrapped up October 29th, hunter harvest totals in many open counties also showed reduced numbers. The preliminary harvest figures show hunters bagging a total of some 350 birds, which is down from the 385 taken during the 2016 fall firearm hunt, which also was a very disappointing season. Now, according to some hunters, the reduction in harvest is likely due to reduced success in turkey reproduction efforts last spring. While this may be partially true, some of the reduced harvest can be likely attributed to better hunting weather during the spring hunt. So it's hard to say. The early and unofficial figures show Illinois top five counties for turkey harvest during the 2017 fall firearm hunt were Joe Davies with 43 birds. Jefferson came in second with 23, while Wayne and Williamson finished third and fourth with 21. And Marion grabbed the fifth spot with 16 turkeys. Now, locally, Calhoun County hunters bagged 2 birds, 1 less than 2016. Hunters in Greene County harvested 5, up from 1 last year. The total harvest in Madison County was 3 compared to 4 in 2016. The Macoupin County hunt produced 5, up from 3 last year. And similar success came in Jersey counties where hunters bagged 1 bird identical to a year ago. And Morgan County hunters bagged 3 birds comparable to the 4 of the previous year. At least 11 counties showed increases in harvest while most recorded decreases. Interestingly, many of the greatest decreases in harvest came from southern and west central Illinois. Now, compared to the spring hunt, fewer counties are open to fall firearm hunting. And unlike the spring hunt, where hunters are limited to taking only birded birds, fall hunters may harvest birds of either sex. This fall season does attract considerably fewer hunters, and this may play a significant role in hunter success. So I really don't think this has any bearing on our spring hunt. It's just a matter of time. We'll just have to wait and see how the weather is, because it's a very much weather-related type thing. And we do have some openings left in the director's hunt. There's still some time to sign up for the Illinois Conservation Foundation's director's hunt at Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area in southern Illinois. The 2-day controlled pheasant and quail hunt, co-sponsored by Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever, is scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, November 20th and 21st. Hunting will take place on the 25 fields at Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area, which is one of the state's best venues for upland game and other hunting opportunities. Now, the ICF Director's Hunt to benefit Illinois Conservation Foundation's youth hunts and youth conservation education programs is priced at $275 for individual hunters or $1,000 for a team of 4, which includes 2 hunts, 2 boxes of steel shot shells for each hunter, plus a guide and a dog if requested. Registration and sponsorship information is available on the ICF website or by phoning the ICF at 217-785-2003. And if indeed you are a turkey hunter, resident hunters may apply now for the first lottery for the 2018 Illinois spring wild turkey season. To apply, merely go to the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov/hunting and check that out. The application deadline for the first lottery for the 2018 spring turkey permits is December 1st, 2017, so that date is coming very quickly. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.